What's up, good people? Bye week, the bye week Falcons, man. You already know what time it is. Another episode of King's Landing. It's your boy Jared. Go ahead and follow me on Twitter at @_TheKing_. Follow my good brother Brian at KingHead57. Shout out to the good people at the Barber's Chair Network. Go ahead and follow them on Twitter at the Barber's Chair Network. Subscribe to the Barber's Chair Network Patreon at patreon.com/Barber's Chair Network and visit the bcnet.com for more. Falcons are 6-5. And it's the bye week, which means we can't lose. It can't get no worse, at least for 1 week. But, you know, to get drubbed 30 by 32 points going into the bye week, that's about as bad as it gets going into the bye week. I don't got nothing else to say. I'm gonna just let you go. I'm gonna let you talk.
Oh no, man. Come on, talk to me. You know, why is it that bad?
Talk to me.
Well, now tell me this, brother. How many games do we play in? Well, how many games do they play in college football?
What, 12 games?
12 games. What week is this?
Week 12.
Do we have a young team, relatively speaking?
I mean, yeah, but they don't play them.
Exactly. That's even worse. That means they really not used to playing this long without a break or a bye. We done had these mini buys, mini breaks. People gotta refocus their minds, bro. Like, y'all got to understand, these folks are human. And they done went from, what, July, August? Yeah. Now we in the middle of November. We going into Thanksgiving, and y'all talking about, bro, why we didn't drop the last two games? We lost to the Saints. Bro, the Saints are in the toilet. Don't nobody care about that if you're looking at the big picture. All the rankings right now got us in fourth place in the NFC, period. Let's say we went out. Let's say we just streak again. Then what y'all going to be saying? Fire Terry again?
Yeah, man. Two, three weeks ago, this was a good situation. Now it's clear house.
After so. I lost to the Saints twice, you might as well say, because Sean Payton is the Saints again. Sean Payton is the old Saints. These are the new Saints we just played. Yeah, they sorry, but whatever. They had MVS out here playing like he ain't never played in his life. You lucky they ain't unleashed Taysom on us. Taysom could have broke out like he did last week against us. That's really when it would have gone left. But, bro, and y'all need to, fans, stop panicking. What Aaron Rodgers say? Relax. R-E-L-A-X. Relax. Old man Kirk need a break. Kirk back. You can't tell me Kirk back ain't tired. And I understand the calls for Penix. This ain't it. Not right now. We paying Kirk too much money. Kirk is a vet. Kirk knows how to play through this. Kirk been here before. And yeah, just like Matt said, it's two games, but they in first place.
I ain't mad, man. Good. Hey, thank you for being rational. I'm going to just say thank you first. I'm not mad. Like, again, I ain't seen 6-5 since, what, 2016? And the Broncos are 6-5 now. Yeah, losing to the Saints sucks, but it's like the Saints got that the interim head coach bounce, the energy from firing Dennis Allen, and they were up to beat us, and it took two missing field goals. Like it took the worst day of Koo's career for them to beat us. So I'm not too mad about that. And then
what was that rapper that said can't go but up? Oh, Gucci Mane.
Yeah, we're gonna say it is. But then it's like you throw in, you know, against the Broncos, you go in down. Alford was out, Mike Hughes was out, Hamilton was out, Troy was out, JD was out, Charlie Warner was out. Mooney pulled his hamstring mid-game. You know, Taquan just went on injured reserve. James Smith Williams went on injured reserve. Like,
on top of the injuries.
Yeah. Like, Root just got
chill out.
weeks ago. Yeah, so it's like, it's one of those things where it's like the Broncos, I don't think we're that bad. I think it was the Falcons are out of gas right now, and a defense that already sucked was losing their top three corners and two of their four linebackers, and their D-line was depleted. So I can see that just being – it was just a shit storm that kind of – that kind of happened, bro. I mean, you know, they were kind of there. They were kind of not, you know. We're going to talk about James a little bit, but I'm not panicking. I'm not panicking yet. Like, losing two in a row sucks. You know, getting blown out sucks. Like, I get the angst. Like, this is the first time this season where we didn't bounce back from a loss. So it's foreign for fans. That's a new emotion. Let fans be emotional. But
don't act like we ain't just come from Mariota and Ritter. Act like you've been here before. Yeah. Show some gratitude. You keep being overreactionary. Why would I want to play for you as a player if you the fans that y'all constantly overreacting every little bit of thing? We in first place, bro. We in first place. We still got a 2-game lead on Tampa.
Yep.
What are we talking about, bro? If I was a player and I got on Twitter or X or whatever y'all social medias are and seen y'all complaining like this, and I'm like, man, y'all don't care about – y'all just – all that chirping, bro. Y'all don't care. Y'all be up – y'all be high, high, and then y'all be low, low, low.
Low, low, low. Like, it's like we're going to the Super Bowl. Now it's, man, burn it down.
Burn it down. How about you send some positive energy to the Falcons?
Come on, man. That's not except what we James. Do.
I'm not going to endorse this defense that we've been playing. We're going to get to that later. But y'all need to be positive. I don't care. None of that. Like, these boys ain't been balling out all season and had y'all hopes all the way up. I'm still saying bowl bound. I'm still saying it.
Mm-mm. Let's talk.
We talk about – are we gonna have a playoff game in the bins?
We're gonna talk about this defense right now.
Are we gonna have a playoff game in the bins?
That's our over under since we don't have no game. We're gonna talk about that later. let's talk about James and this defense.
All right, take the lead, because you know I ain't watching snap. I don't care.
How are you supposed to stop? If you are a defense and you got two D linemen, you got your secondary playing 10 yards off the ball, and you can't stop the run, and you playing soft versus the pass, what kind of plays are you stopping?
Give it to me one more time.
If you got two D linemen, so you can't stop the run if you got two D linemen.
That's what I was about to say. As soon as you said that, that's why I checked out.
You got two D linemen, and my secondary is playing 10 yards off the ball. Let's give them 7 yards off the ball. What are you taking away with you?
You're not taking nothing away. You're getting done like some wet toilet paper. All you can do is be cheeks.
That's where I'm most pessimistic about this team is – like, I'm fine if they said, okay, cool, we're going to play light box because you can run the ball all game. That don't bother me. I don't want giving up trunk plays in the past because I'm going to play press. You know, you ain't going to get off the ball. We're going to play tight coverage on the back end, but you can have runs. You can have them 4-yard runs and matriculate down the field because I'm going to tighten up in the red zone. Cool. But if my secondary playing 7 yards off the ball, I mean, they can't help in run support.
Is this how LA played with Raheem?
No. That's why it's so frustrating.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. I'm trying to figure out where this is coming from and why this is being endorsed
on the field. I think Raheem is letting his guys do their thing, which I respect it. I don't disagree. I think the bye week is the perfect time for him to be able to sit down and say, all right, James, what the fuck are you doing? Mm-hmm. But
I'm about to say I need some Dallas Allen attitude coming up in there. The fuck is this bullshit y'all putting on this field? What take is over this? Here, coach.
So, because the only thing I could think about is when two times, I'm going to go back to what, 2014, when Mike Dolan ran that amoeba defense over and over again, where everybody was standing up. That shit was cute for that one game against Peyton, but he thought he could make a whole scheme around it. And that was, you know, that was 10 years ago, you know. Okay, hopefully somebody learned. But then you go back 2 years ago with Brandon Staley. Brandon Staley was with the Rams. Remember, he had that Rams defense was the best defense in the league. He got the job with the Chargers, and that defense was abysmal because he wanted to play six-man boxes and have Derwin James as a, you know, alley support player. And I think that's what James is trying to run here. I think he's trying to run what Brandon Staley was running in 2021 with the Rams.
Bro, play. We don't even got a good base defense. That's my thing.
We don't have a base defense. It ain't even a good one.
How are you playing defense out here with no, yeah, with no base? And it's this little new little cute little, you know, 2-4-5 joint where you got, I'm not even considering it 2D linemen. We're just going to call it 4D linemen with two linebackers and all these extra DBs for no reason. Do we not have enough linebackers? Like, what's the deal with the linebackers? Do we have, we don't, are we depleted in off-ball linebacker play or position personnel?
Bruh. The problem, yes, because they all hurt, because they taken on guards all game. You a backer? Tell me how you at 230.
I'm trying to figure it out, bro. Like, we don't, what's that?
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's like, if none of your linebackers are over 240 pounds, they the lightest players in the front seven, and you running 2D tackles. Like, none of them are big. Your 2D tackles are 300 pounds at best. So right. Now you got them trying to take on double teams. Because we're running this when it's five linemen and a tight end. So let's go ahead and give you six blockers.
I saw that.
I got both my DTs taking on double teams. So Grady got an anchor versus a double team. Onyemata got an anchor versus a double team. Then Judon and Ebiketie so damn wide. They ain't getting inside. And so it's like, all right, cool. We running downhill. And now I'm running duo and a guard peeling off and getting to the linebacker. And it's like, you hoping that the linebackers use their speed to get around these blocks. But it's like, bro, this is not college. You need to keep them clean so they can stop getting hurt. You wonder why they keep getting hurt is they're taking on 315, 320-pound O linemen for 15, 20 snaps a game on purpose.
Yeah, on purpose. I don't get it, bro. I don't get it. Stop with the bullshit. That's all I can say. Stop with the bullshit. Get back to the basics. Word to God. And then get to the cute stuff. Bring these corners down and press. Stop trying to say their hamstrings. This is what you're paying them for. And be aggressive. Old school aggression. I digress. I'm not about to say what we don't have. I'm going to say what we need to do. We need to get back to the basics and stop being damn cute. Get in a 4-3 and call it a day.
I'll take a 3-4.
Get back to the 3-4. We were in a 3-4, but I wasn't crazy about the 3-4. I don't feel like we got the personnel for a 3-4. We got all these defensive linemen. What happened to Big Rook? Is Big Rook all the way out, or is he just sitting?
They say he'll be back this season, so he probably on the same return plan as Troy been on.
So, Dorless was working down the line. I like what I saw with Dorless.
Yep,
you got a decent rotation. You're just not using them properly, and they look sloppy. When they go in and they rushes because they two gapping, you got them head up on guards, and then you got them playing a pass defense against tight end heavy offensive personnel. Like it's 11 personnel, but they in a dime. Like how are you matching this up, bro? Stop. Bring some size, match size with size, and teach these boys how to be athletic in space. Or sign somebody. Figure it out. Like, get it together. Cause this cute college stuff, folks ain't even running RPO like they used to. Like, when the last time you seen somebody run RPO? That's what this defense is for.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody doing that. They lining up and just running straight regular plays. You ain't seeing as much pistol. Mm-hmm. You're seeing just regular football coming back to life, and we still 2 seconds behind. Not a second behind. We are 2 seconds behind in our schemes.
Yep.
We need two updates. We need to update to AI.
It's, I don't get it. That's the thing. It's like, I'm fine if the defense sucked because it was a lack of talent. But it's like
positioned and out leveraged.
Mm-hmm. Every single time. Like, there's a snap. I meant to timestamp it. But the Broncos had 8 guys in the box, 2 receivers out wide. And so let's call 9 people in the box when you include Bo. And you only got 2 receivers removed. How many people we got in the box defending the run? 7.
Probably 4.
We had 7 people.
We've been playing defense.
Yeah, I'm like, this is basic math. Like, bro, they got 9 people. If they were in quarterback power, it's a wrap. Luckily, they didn't run quarterback power. But even a handoff, you got 7 blockers on 7 guys. Bro, the offense has the advantage. And you got 4 people off the line of guard, 2 receivers, both receivers on the same side of the field.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't get – I don't even know how this works in college. Like, that's what I'm like. Even I can't even say this is college. This is it. Just doesn't make any sense.
It's foolishness.
It's going to, back to your point, as we kind of get to it. Do the Falcons win a playoff game? No, not with James running this defense.
Not with this defense. No.
Not with this defense. Like, look at what they may win a playoff game. Don't let them see the Lions in the playoffs. Because the Lions have put 100 points on this stupid defense.
I think that's the hard part.
I can't.
That's why it's so difficult looking at it. Knowing that we have the power that we have on offense, and we have the talent. Like you said, it's not a deficiency in talent.
Ooh.
I think that's the part. He gonna hear these comments. You can't tell me they ain't chirping in his ear.
Hold on.
December 1st, he gonna be back at the crib. Let him nut up against the Chargers. He really gonna hear it then. They've been gone since the Cowboys, since they beat the lowly Cowboys.
Yeah, that is true.
Mm-hmm.
That is,
and true. That was November 3rd. He got a month away from us. That's when the wheels fell off.
That's partly why the fans are antsy too. It's like, we ain't seen you. Y'all look like ass now. What is happening?
Exactly. Oh, we're just gonna try this out right quick.
And now I gotta talk about the damn Falcons on a 2-game losing streak over Thanksgiving. You want me? Come on, James.
Not first place. Positive vibes. Positive vibes.
I'm trying to be positive. I wasn't feeling that Broncos game when we were
light y'all incense. Do what y'all need to do.
This boy
positive vibes. Yeah. Positivity. Stop talking down on your team, because your team gonna keep you in the depths of despair.
I ain't talking down on them, but I'm talking down on James.
Oh, we talking down on James? I'm talking about the fan base.
Mm-hmm. I'm with it, man. We're gonna bounce back. They're gonna be in the bins. I just know the problem. Like, the other thing is, like, Sean Payton just toyed with that man. I haven't seen a coach just like toy with another coach like that. It was like, you remember when Belichick brought out that 6-1 box against McVay in the Super Bowl, them boys scored what, 3 points? It was like that, where you were sitting there like, damn, bro, they have no answers for this man. I'm like, bro, Bo Nix is good. He's a good rookie. Everybody was
a good rookie.
Yeah, yeah, good rookie. I'm not gonna say good. Yeah, he's gonna do it a couple.
Top what quarterback?
You said what?
Top what rookie quarterback?
Two. Jaden Bowe.
Top two.
They said Bo is
not like he got a plethora of receivers. Ain't like he got weapons out there.
Hey,
Bo Diddley.
Bo knows.
Bo out there balling, bro.
Yeah, but I mean, like, Bo is a good quarterback, but Bo is not the type of quarterback you should lose by 32 to, even with all your corners out. Like, the fact that, yeah, but it's like,
they suck.
He was a he's an F tier defensive coordinator going up against an A tier offensive mind in Sean Payton. Like, Sean
not
Payton,
just that,
like,
not just that, an asshole that wants to smoke the Falcons so bad.
Like, I'm gonna embarrass you. Like, it's just so bad. Like, bro, they scored twice on the same screen.
I believe, like, it.
The same.
That's like, bro, think about playing Madden like that. I'm like, well, I'm about to run this on you again.
I'm going to run it again. That's what Sean Payton said. He said, okay, it worked last. Because, bro, they went in motion. It was two receivers to the right. The outside receiver comes in motion to the inside of the slot. Neither corner steps up to press. So they still playing 10 yards off the ball. And the closest man on the end of the line is damn Judon. And so they run the screen. And it's like, bro, Judon, the slowest D lineman we got, and your corner's already 10 yards off the ball. So here go your alley, wide open.
We got finessed off on Judon.
Yeah, bro, we got finessed. That boy is bad.
They're like, that, yeah, you take them red sleeves if you want. Y'all hype off of sleeves, bro, come on.
That's why he came here. He ain't had to get no sleeves. He didn't want to go to Chicago. Had to wear orange sleeves.
That's the foolishness I'll be talking about.
Finessed, bro. But it's like, also, I don't know how much he's finessing because, like,
he's out of position. So we don't know. So we feel finessed. Like, James is finessing. And head coach is endorsing it. That's the problem. It ain't got nothing to do with that man up there in the front office, bro. That man put this team together. He got talent in here. If you look at this roster top to bottom, you'd be like, okay, y'all put it together. Y'all just not executing. Why are you not executing? Because your corners are 15 yards off the ball in second down situations.
Why you ain't got no pass rush? Boy, we had 40 last year.
Y'all should have drafted Latu. I'm still taking Penix over Latu. I don't care. Latu's still good, but I'm still taking Penix.
But it's like,
bro,
it's
you have to justify these moves by your play on the field, bro. This is how folks get fired for no reason, and you end up looking back like we look back on our 2016 coaching staff, like, damn, we had all these head coaches on our staff. Why we ain't, bro? Because stupid stuff happened. People miss blocks.
Yep. Bro, it's really insane. It's like you got Eddie Goldman. Eddie's playing maybe one out of four snaps right now. Let's see how many
snaps. Came out of retirement.
Eddie Goldman got 188 snaps on the season so far. That's 17 snaps a game. That's four snap a quarter.
You ain't getting no setups.
So it's like you finally got a nose tackle where you can run Eddie at the zero, at the one, put Grady at the three or the five, and put Onyemata at the three or the five. Now Judon ain't out here two-waying, and he can just pass rush. Ebiketie can just pass rush. But it's like, all right, everybody, you got two gaps to account for, and then linebacker, you got the A gap, but you might have to flow to the C gap. And then get around a couple blocks on the way there. It's like, bro, you think you got the 2000s Ravens defense. Like, he needs four Urlachers at the second level to run this damn type of defense. Like, he's asking his linebackers so much. And it's like, bro, just if you play Eddie Goldman more, like even look at Dorlas. Dorlas got the legs to be out there making moves. He was making noise because he got young legs. Zach Harrison making noise. He got young legs, and they foolishly made him a D tackle. And it's like Harrison might be our best D lineman right now, and they're playing him out of position.
Man, you know what? I told you weeks ago. Jimmy Lake is a defensive backs coach.
James.
He does not focus on the emphasis of the trenches. Focuses on his DBs and tries not to get them beat.
Basically.
And with that, you don't know what you're doing up front in the trenches. Flip it around. Ryan Nielsen wasn't getting sacks. But Ryan Nielsen got promoted and got up out of here. There's a reason why we had a defensive coordinator vacancy. So until James decided to focus on these trenches, like what needs to happen, we're going to be playing soft defenses. Because you can't – how are you going to play? How are you going to play soft coverage? How are you going to play soft coverage with a fire offense? Press and fire safeties. You have no reason, and you have people screaming that we are not getting sacks or pressure on the quarterback. Why? Because you're not pressing. You're not. What did Prime say? We don't subscribe to pressure. We apply pressure. How you apply pressure, but you playing off?
Like there's no resistance to the defense. Like no you resistance. Just running free.
I get to run 8 yards. I get to run 8 yards of my route untouched.
Untouched.
They out here and one.
They just playing in space and wondering why. We're bottom five in pass deflections. We're bottom two in average separation at the catch point. We bottom three in yards after the catch. I'm like, yeah, we always gonna give up. Yeah, because they like. If I'm playing, like you said, if I'm playing 8 yards off and he run a drag or he run a slant, I'm wide
easy
open.
Money. Easy
it's
money.
Like you ain't never getting a pass deflection and I'm running.
And it's stupid because he puts his linebackers up in the holes where the defensive lineman's supposed to be.
Because they got to be ready to stop the run. I can't.
Oh, okay. Well, he right there. So you stay off. You stay back. You got to be ready. No, fool. It
makes sense, bro. It makes no sense.
Line these defensive linemen up where they need to be lined up. There's a reason why these defenses were schemed 1-3. Shade, other shade. Stop doing that head up two-man, 2D tackle against a guard. You cannot do that. This is not – no defense is not meant to be parallel with the offense. You got to be offset.
Yeah. Can't create no advantages. Just
no. Hey. And then you're going to put your linebackers up in the gap. So what if they run play action? These fools read and run, and your DB is 7-8 yards back. Oh, that's easy slant. It's easy, man. Let me catch this right in the hole. Ooh.
But the thing
seven yards.
You're a linebacker. You're like, all right. If I only got two D tackles in front of me, I have to be prepared to not just fill the gap. I got to be able to take on the guard head up.
Thank you.
And I got to come with some kind of force to take that guard up heads up. So then if I see play action, if I see any run action, I'm like, all right, I got to go hit him in the mouth first.
Bail.
And then you late to bail. And it's like, well. And it's like. Nate Landman's not good enough in coverage for you to have him cheating in the run game.
None of them are.
Obviously. None of them are. But it's like, bro, I would be fine if you pressed your corners and played the linebackers off.
What happened with Rashawn Evans?
Practice squad.
What happened with Rashawn Evans?
I don't want a hard hitter on my defense.
We don't have any hard hitters. Landman, he made some good tackles, and he'll occasionally hit with his face. Rashawn Evans played at Alabama. We don't have no bona fide linebackers. Are any of our linebackers five stars?
Mm-mm.
Four star?
But
three star?
But I where I will give credit is that Ryan Nielsen knew at least to keep Caden Ellis and Troy Clean.
Clean.
And let he him was roll. Like, they're not the best linebackers, but if they got space to see and do what they can do in space, then yeah, I'm gonna make a bigger D line. Like Calais was big as hell on that edge. Bud Dupree was 270 on the other edge. Bud ain't get they. I mean, six sacks. We ain't talking about a lot of sacks. Like,
no, we still saw that sack. One game.
Yeah, that ain't that. Those aren't sack artists at six sacks. But it's like they had the power to stop the run game. They had the power to eat double teams. Like you were, you one tackle was not moving Calais. So it's going to be a tackle in tight end or a tackle in the guard. And now you got the weight in the middle where you got three 300-pound players on the D-line. And now it's like, okay, Caden, I could just flow. Troy, I could just flow. Nate Lambing, you could just flow. Like, you're not having to run up in there to quickly fill a gap. So it's like they just – I don't know how I can put this. But then you got Judon shooting inside – on off the edge because he's playing two gaps. He's like, well, shit, I gotta try something.
Something. I almost so, got sick of my stomach looking at who we depended on at linebacker for.
Where did
Caden Ellis go to school?
Where do you go? Tulane? Where do you go?
That's a problem. You don't know where he went. That boy went to Idaho.
Idaho, that's where he went.
What round?
Seven.
244th pick.
Mm-hmm.
No judgment, but it's a reason. Lambing. Where you play at?
Colorado.
Colorado. What was their record?
1-11, baby.
Where's the greatness? Can I just have somebody with some sparkle? Because Troy can't stay on the field.
Mm-hmm. Gotta be honest.
So we put Lambing and Ellis, who are Captain America was drafted when?
Fourth round, Notre Dame.
Fourth, fifth round. Seventh, undrafted, fourth, fifth, rookie. You got another linebacker from?
Come on, man. Rashawn Evans out there.
Why are we not pressing?
It's like
when was AJ drafted?
I was about to say your talent isn't.
When was 22 drafted?
Mike Hughes, the first round pick. Mm-hmm.
Don't make me pound this desk. But like, my hitter gone. My hitter ain't played all year.
He coming back.
I know.
He coming back.
I know.
But it's like,
you see where I'm going with this.
That's why
help these boys out. This is super subpar talent that we trying to make sugar with. And y'all got all world safeties and first round corners. The fuck are we doing?
And you just giving it up.
The fuck are you doing? I sound like the fans now, but I'm just saying. I done broke it all the way down. And how the hell? The damn defense coordinator can't break this shit down, bro. Look at your talent. Research your talent. Research these boys. You done came from college ranks. You don't know nobody. You know your head coach, and you coached on that sorry ass Detroit team. So you already got an eight ball over your head. We ain't forgot about that. I know that's your partner over there, the head coach, but the head man gonna have to step up and say something and do something, because this is unacceptable. You about to let the whole damn season go to shit. Off just playing off, playing soft, playing head up on the guards with your D tackles. You don't know how to generate no pressure? No, because you're a defensive backs coach. So you know what you should tell your defensive backs? Press and make your fucking money. Excuse my language. Got me going. Boy, I tried to be positive. Try to be positive.
But it's the truth. All of it's the truth.
Bro, like you in the South, we know football. And we know what we're watching.
I know what the hell it looked like.
Yeah. And I'm going to sit up here and roll this bullshit out on the field on defense and think we don't know what we're finna be looking at. Well, this is the SEC. This is SEC country.
They watch Bama and UGA every Saturday and turn this
every Saturday.
What the hell?
And then we got to watch the Falcons. That's why the Falcons get disrespected on college game day, because we play like that.
Give up 32.
Pat McAfee shooting strays at the Falcons. Like, come on, bro.
Pat shooting strays, but then was proved right the next day. It's like,
right. So how you think the fans feel? We're trying to ride with y'all. We could just be sitting there Saturday for the boys. Forget Sunday. We're going to church, and we're going to clean our rooms. Like, come on, bro.
Yeah, bro, that's crazy.
Give us something. That's what the fans are saying. Give us something to talk shit on. We are people from Atlanta. And to live in Atlanta, we are required to meet the greatness standard. We just asking for that in return. Can we have a Super Bowl trophy in Atlanta, please? We got the Braves. We're cool with the Braves. But the people's team in Atlanta are the Falcons. The Braves are the whole Southeast team. We need somebody to talk. We need our pro teams to talk shit for. The Hawks balling right now. Falcons were balling. Now we back to mid shit. Can you please elevate us? We know we got a little bit of time with Kirk left. Penix is an unknown. Can we just at least ride this all the way out till the wheels fall off so we can be happy about these next 2 years? Don't know if Kirk going to be here after these next 2 years. Y'all already calling for Kirk head, so I can't see it happening. So give us something on defense, please.
James and the Giants.
We call out the government every time. You start playing like shit, we're going to call you out. Or coaching like shit.
Golly. It's like I ain't even got no smoke for Zach Robinson. They put up 6 points, and I'm like, offense can have a bad day. That's going to happen. Yeah.
They've proven themselves all season. And y'all proving yourselves on defense that y'all can blow up some bullshit. The safeties have proven themselves. We had to get on AJ's ass. He came up a notch. He ain't to where we expected him to be. Mm-mm. We're not asking for much. Press and play good football. Clark Phillips is playing some good football. I can give it to Clark. Mm-hmm. I didn't watch the game, like I said, but I've seen enough highlights to be sick to my stomach and to know that there was some bullshit rolled out down that field with them terrible-ass formations and matchups with the personnel. And now, if y'all can't go to the damn board and see that shit, I don't know what y'all coaching out there on defense.
That's about it right there. We're going to wrap it up. Shit. I love how we got to be positive and then close the show. I'm about to eat them up.
I told you we had some shit defense, boy. You know, you know me. Hard,
well, don't watch that. Don't go back and watch that game. I ain't watching that game,
boy. That was an AFC game against Sean Payton. That game was flushed down that Aints game. Them boys were wearing paper bags, boy. They were down in the dump. They were with the Carolina Panthers last year with that morale.
Yeah.
So
we're gonna be all right. I'm not too worried. Well, I have no faith in the defense, but I'm not too worried in the offense doing enough.
I got faith in Raheem Morris. That's what I got faith in.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have faith in Jimmy Lake. Nah. Period. Not right now.
Nah. He ain't proven nothing to have any faith. Like the offense gave us 100 points in 3 weeks. I can't complain about the offense having one bad game. But the defense, the best day we had was what? A random, what, 3-sack game?
Facts. Random. I called it, but it was still random as hell.
Random. And it's like, if not for Jesse Bates punching out a couple balls, if not for whatever juju they had going the first 9 games of the season where they weren't giving up points in the second half, those are literally the only two things that keep this team, that have this team afloat. because they could have lost to the Eagles. They could have lost to the Bucks. Like, we'd be sitting here 4-7 with this defense. So I'll take the fact that we got a winning record. We got 6 wins. We are leading the division. But, ooh, James, over under seasons for James in Atlanta. 1.
Over, because that's right, homeboy.
That boy, he got to be fired. He got to be fired.
We go to the playoffs, he ain't fired.
Fired. That boy got to get fired.
I'll ask you this one. Over under wins at the Benz.
2-5.
Uh-huh.
How many 5. We got there?
Uh-huh. We got
1, 2.
Don't ask why we pissed off.
3, 4.
Every time we pay our money and go sit and watch y'all in person, what we watch?
Losses, bro.
L's. Damn. Don't nobody want to swag surf and lose.
Ooh. They are what? 3-3? What's that? 1, 2. 2-2, 2-3, 3-3.
Mm-hmm,
three at the crib. I think they win the next 3 at the crib. They got the Chargers. They get to finish off with the Giants and the Panthers.
Hey, damn, Chargers got Bo Nix vet.
Oh, I ain't saying it's gonna be easy to beat the Chargers. We just got them off the bye.
You're right. We're gonna see. We're gonna see if these words of wisdom get to that defense. Because Herbert and who got it better than us is ready.
He going to run that ball down our damn
throat. You know it. You know it. You know what I'm looking at. And they got Gus Edwards crazy self. Gus Edwards don't care about juking nobody.
J.K.
Gus
Edwards Dobbins will be
trucking stuff like Charbonnet.
He can't wait.
J.K. Dobbins going to run off 100.
They're going to have 700 yards of offense. They're going to have 200 rushing, 500 throwing.
Boy, if y'all don't get after these doggone Chargers.
I just hope it's a chaos game. That's the only thing I'm banking on. Because if the Chargers play clean football, who I don't got no faith in James.
Not like this.
But it's always chaos with the Chargers. It's always chaos with the Falcons. We coming off the bye. We at the crib. We're gonna talk about that game on Thursday. I'm gonna see how they do. But I think they go 2-1. I think they beat the Giants. I think they beat the Panthers at the crib.
I hope they do. That's when James will get his ass fired.
I'm gonna say
you lose to them two teams, boy. They had Daniel Jones playing safety. They ain't got no quarterback. If we lose to either one of them teams, fire. Fireable offense.
Fired.
I'm with the fans on that one. Both of those games are at home.
That is 100%.
Both of those games are at home. If you lose to either one of those teams, you are fired, period.
Fired.
No room.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we could put that one in pen. James, you lose to the Giants or the Panthers, you fired.
It's over.
That would ruin their
playoff chances. Nothing about no Malik Neighbors. They got one receiver.
Mm-hmm. That would ruin their playoff chances if you think about it.
That's my point. Are you fooling around with the damn Panthers with Biddy? They're gonna have two running backs ready to run too to salvage their little sorry season.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all better strap them up.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They gonna have some good run game practice. Now that you put it like that, Chargers, Lightning's gonna run the ball on them, and you got Justin Jefferson. They're gonna play scared.
Yeah.
Vegas. They're going to throw that.
Think about the Raiders. Who the Raiders got? They got no receivers. They got Jacoby Myers.
They got Brock Bowers. That's where that ball going.
Alexander Mattison and Zamir White. Zamir White just going to get healthy just because he's playing a Georgia team.
Yep. Yep.
Y'all don't see this from a mile away?
Yep.
Alexander Mattison be trucking too.
There's going to be a Tyrone Tracy. Jaden Daniels and Eckler and Brian Robinson coming to town. Cooking. And then Chuba and Jonathan Brooks.
You bring this roll this toilet paper defense out if you want to.
Wee, they better tighten up, bro.
Mm-hmm.
The playoffs are on the line, James.
On the line. And your ass is going to be grass. You lose to the last two teams. Boy, you ready?
Yeah, let's end on that, man. I'm
all right.
I get a good week to just prep for James next week because, boy, let's enjoy the bye week. We're leading the division. Let's be positive.
First place.
Positive note. First place Falcons.
All right, brethren. It was a good time. Y'all go follow my brother, Jerry King, at @_Kinghead, @ on X, and your boy, Brian King, at @Kinghead57 on X and wherever you want to follow me. Holla. Hey, town. Stay up.